Manchester City are still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again, and Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
The first hour of Soccer Matters is brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Brazilian Marcelo. Right foot across from him. Bale trying it all. Are you serious? Gareth Bale just on the pitch. One of the best goals you'll ever see in a Champions League final. Here's Bale trying his luck from distance, and Karius couldn't keep it out. It's a nightmare evening for Loris Karius. It is a dream ending to a tough season for Gareth Bale. And is it indeed Real Madrid winning the Champions League for a third straight time?
Unbelievable. Real Madrid have won it for a third straight time, and it was all second half when it comes to goals. It was a theater of the bizarre Champions League final. We're going to talk about it here tonight. Welcome into Soccer Matters. Karim Benzema, 50th minute, sticks his leg out as Loris Karius goes to distribute the ball. Deflects off him, trickles over the line. So it's 1-0. Liverpool with a great response in the 54th through Sadio Mane after Dejan Lovren just absolutely makes a little looping run and gets a run at a corner. And he's a favorite to win the header. He absolutely wins that header, knocks it down. Mane scores. He scatters Sergio Ramos, who's on the ground. I've never seen a center back, and as much as the warrior-like spirit and the great defensive play of Sergio Ramos comes out, and he is the guy you love to have in your locker room. He is the guy you love to hate, and he does target players, and we're going to talk about that tonight. I have never seen a center back go to ground holding his head and, you know, moaning about fouls as much as he has. That's the dark side of him that I don't like. And many are saying that they believe, including 400,000 plus people who've signed a petition saying he should be banned. I think that's nonsense. But do I think he targeted Mo Salah? And do I think players target players in the professional game? It's an absolute truth. And if you're not buying into that, you're crazy. There are locker rooms every weekend where managers say, I want you to target, I want you to be physical with specific creative players. Now, if you remember on this play, it's a throw-in for Liverpool. Sergio Ramos is marking Salah against the sideline. Salah runs into midfield. Now, normally a center back would pass this guy on. He goes with him one-on-one into midfield. So at that point, he's not really playing like a center back. At that point, he is putting himself next to the biggest creative talent in midfield for Liverpool. And then the whole incident occurs. And trust me, when he goes to ground with him, he's trying to throw him to the ground. Do I think he's trying to injure him and take him out of the game? No. Do I think Sergio Ramos might be sitting somewhere right now with a badge of honor going, hey, I knocked Mo Salah out of the game? Absolutely yes. Do you agree or disagree? 713-780-3776. One thing we will agree on, that game changed dramatically when Mo Salah left. And what it did reveal was that Liverpool did not have the depth to compete with Real Madrid. And we said that. Everybody was saying that before the game. We said that on this show. We said Loris Karius was something you had to put a circle around. We said Trent Alexander-Arnold was one to watch, and I think he came through with flying colors. But these were two self-inflicted goals that came in the form of Bale's 82nd-minute goal and Benzema's 50th-minute goal. You take those two out of the game, and it's still 1-1. And Bale comes off the bench, providing that depth, and hits that unbelievable overhead bicycle kick that's going to put him in Champions League lore. It is La Decimo Tercera. It is 13 European Cups / Champions League. It's three in a row. It's 4 out of 5. Zidane has won it now 3 times in a span of 2 years and a couple of months. I mean, this is unbelievable. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in tonight. So a couple of things. I would be very concerned mentally about Laureus Karius. I hope he's got a great support system around him, because this was a young man that was shattered. Some of the headlines. The night Egyptians cried. Ramos the Butcher dislocated Abu Salah's shoulder. So you can imagine what's going on in Egypt. 28 months. Zinedine Zidane, 3 Champions League titles. 3 years in a row, as I mentioned, 4 and 5 years. If anybody had any question about Zinedine Zidane, and some of these clowns were asking for him to be fired because he wasn't doing well in La Liga, you're going to have to be reminded what he has done is something nobody else has ever done. So I'd love your comments on Mo Salah, Sergio Ramos incident. 713-780-3776. Everybody's weighing in. Was it done on purpose or wasn't it? Laureus Karius, it was a night to forget. And can he ever come back from that? And here the poor guy, the very next day, is hearing of the rumors of, you know, Liverpool going after Alisson of Roma and Juan Oblak of Atletico Madrid. The depth proves out through Gareth Bale. There's no doubt that Real Madrid had far more depth. Streaming at ESPN 975, the number to call in, 713-780-3776. So tonight I got a number of tickets. I've got tickets to El Salvador against Honduras. They're calling it the El Clásico Centroamericano. That is on June 2nd. I have a gift certificate tonight for Liberty Kitchen for $50 will be given out. I've got Dynamo LAFC tickets. We will have Brian Dunseth on the show of SiriusXM Radio. We will also have Doug Hall. Now, Doug is with the Houston Sports Authority. We are going to talk about, if this happens on the 13th of June, one day before Russia kicks off against Saudi Arabia and opens up the 2018 World Cup in Russia, is the vote for who's going to host the 2026 World Cup. Now, for those involved in sports in Houston, if you're listening in, and even if you're a mainstream sports fan, if that unified bid is won by the United States, Mexico, and Canada over Morocco, Houston, Texas, I don't see how it can be denied. Outside of huge politics, but I don't see how it can be denied hosting the World Cup. Can you imagine what that will mean to our city? Folks, this will dwarf Super Bowls, NBA championships. This will dwarf it. This is a huge moment in Houston sports history. And we will all be very with bated breath, hoping that the unified bid of the United States, Mexico, and Canada wins out over Morocco. And by the way, Morocco's got to spend tons of money on infrastructure. In a country that could use that money to help their people, they'll be willing to spend millions and millions and millions for infrastructure. You sometimes don't quite understand these things, although FIFA wants to spread the game to differing parts of the world. 713-780-3776. Also, Bobby Moffitt. There's going to be a big North American Soccer League event. That's an interview you're not going to want to miss tonight. Really interesting interview. I got some interesting stuff on the Houston Dynamo ahead, Real Salt Lake. But I do want to talk this Champions League final between Real Madrid and Liverpool. Again, I've put out there the whole Mo Salah incident. And you're saying, Glenn, why are you talking about it? It's a man's game. Yeah, I get all that stuff. And of course it is. And depth had to be proved out. But as a neutral, just like last night when you wanted to see Chris Paul play it out for the Houston Rockets, I wanted to see Paul out there last night, and I wanted to see Mo Salah out there because I wanted to see the best on the field to determining a Champions League title. And there is real question whether this was done on purpose or not. Did Sergio Ramos aim to try and hurt Mo Salah, knock him out of the game, because it was mission accomplished? And center backs like that, trust me, there is some bravado and machismo in that, because that is our leader. And that guy does step over the line. And that guy many people want on their team. And that is a dark, dark side of professional soccer and sports that athletes are targeted. 713-780-3776. Jonathan, what do you have to say on Sergio Ramos and Mo Salah?
Hey, Glenn. I feel like it was on purpose. I mean, the way you saw Mo Salah fall and Sergio Ramos had his arm around him, the instinct is to let his arm go, but he just held onto it and fell down with him. And that's how he injured his shoulder. And it's a shame that he has to miss the World Cup now, probably.
Nah, I don't think he's going to miss the World Cup. That was some poor reporting from around the world where everybody, right after the game, I don't know how they know they have a doctor's report or if they're doctors, but everybody played doctors because they want the hits and they want people clicking on their articles. And it's the disgusting side of coverage in the media now. But everybody jumped to it. Mo Salah has said he's going to play in the World Cup, okay? So don't deny this guy. We did not know the degree of the ligament injury. And he is already saying he's going to play in the World Cup. So, you know, in this day and age of sports, everybody jumps right to conclusions right away. They can't wait because they want to get the hits, the views, the whatevers.
Yeah. Well, that's great news. But it just completely took the breath out of the game for Liverpool whenever Mo Salah got injured. And it was... it hurt seeing him cry and not be able to finish the game because, you know, he wants to finish the game. He has so much heart for it.
Yeah, and we're forgetting about Carvajal, too, who is in real trouble, mm-hmm. too. So, you know, athletes missing the big show. It's happening. Koscielny's going to miss it for France. You know, Neymar, you know, you got to wonder how fit he's going to be for Brazil. So these are part of the storylines heading into the World Cup. Anything else you want to say about the Champions League, Jonathan?
No, it was a really great game. It was just curious. You know, he really messed up with those two goals he allowed. But overall, it was a great game. I feel like it would have been even closer if Karius didn't let those go in. But thanks for taking my call, Glenn.
All right. Thank you, Jonathan. Yeah, I don't think it was a great game, actually. I think it was a strange game. I don't think aesthetically it was great soccer. I think Real Madrid knows how to win these, you know, Champions League titles. I don't think anybody's been able to open Pandora's box to figure out what the formula is to beat this team.
Don't you think it kind of was shaping up to that prior to the injury? I feel like Liverpool came out hard. The Salah was playing with his life. Sané looked a little here or there, but I felt like Liverpool was getting into a rhythm, and then unfortunately his shoulder separated.
No, I would agree with you. I think the game changed in a dramatic way, and why wouldn't it? Because this is the fulcrum of your team. I think that's a good point, Jose. I thought Liverpool had some good combinations. They were one turn and a finish away from it. Had some chances, were aesthetically playing the better soccer, but there is always this Real Madrid team that just finds a way to win, whether it's ugly or with a spectacular goal at the right time. Cristiano Ronaldo did nothing for three games, twice against Bayern Munich in this final, and was so desperate to try and grab some of the limelight. Let's go to Nick. Nick, what do you think about the Sergio Ramos-Mo Salah incident? And remember, soccer matters. What's up, Nick?
Hey, Glenn. You know, first-time caller. I love the show. I'm the big Liverpool supporter, so, I mean, I may be a little jaded in my thoughts. I thought it was absolutely, I thought Sergio Ramos, maybe not intentionally trying to hurt him to the extent, but I felt that he was definitely trying to take Mo Salah out of the game. That was his goal. I mean, that's the kind of player Sergio Ramos is. So in my mind, he's not going to get the benefit of the doubt from me. You know, it totally changed the way the flow of the game went. And you really just saw Liverpool just, you know, their attack wasn't the same after Mo Salah left.
No doubt about it. And I mean, look, they tried to bring in Adam Lallana to fill the void of Mo Salah. It's not going to happen. And then, look, then you can bring a Gareth Bale off the bench for Real Madrid. I mean, it's insane, the issues depth-wise. I felt Liverpool had to win this game with 11 or 12 players, and we didn't think there would be this exit from Mo Salah. But on the other hand, this is professional sports. Injury is a part of it. Targeting players is a part of it. So, opportunity arises for others, and sometimes people aren't able to live up to it. Let's hear Jurgen Klopp quickly before we continue to take phone calls on Mo Salah.
The situation with Ramos and Mo, it looks really bad, and that of course was a little shock for the team. Could see that. That's then positive momentum. If you want, even after an injury for Real Madrid, they immediately came up. We were dropped a little bit too deep. Didn't defend the pass. Kroos and Modric not good anymore. Then they could play the diagonal passes, so overloading side crosses, stuff like that.
So that was Jurgen Klopp with some comments on the match, and we'll talk more about Klopp because he was in a pretty interesting video celebrating with fans. We'll get to that a little bit later in the show. And some are saying, why are you jumping around singing with your fans after you've lost in a Champions League final? 713-780-3776. 400,000 people have signed a petition for Sergio Ramos to be banned. They're presenting this petition to, I believe, FIFA and UEFA. But Ramos and Real Madrid have won it again, and like I've said before, there was a fundamental, drastic change of this game when Salah went off. We all saw it. But I will remind you that targeting creative players is the dark side of professional soccer. It lives, it breathes, it's perpetuated. Lost belief and flow when your leader goes out, that happens. Confidence. The Salah loss... maybe the obvious flaw with Liverpool, and that's that they're not deep enough. And I think we all knew that heading into this, and that the goalkeeping position was an issue. And maybe it was an example of overdependence and a lack of depth here that has to be addressed here. Let's go to Giles Barnes, who showed up at the watch party at FM Kitchen. And I talked to Giles, who's now at León in Mexico, about, you know, the targeting of players, which we know happens.
Yeah, for sure. As we said earlier, you know, the kind of form he's been in the whole season, you look at him and you think, I have to figure out a way to stop him. And the old way to do it is put something, leave something on him. And you can tell as he's gone down, you know, Ramos has held his hand and, you know, tried to give him a warning sign, I think. And unfortunately for him, it ended in maybe his shoulder separating.
Yeah.
But, you know, it happens in football. It has been happening for decades. You have to, the star players have to take a little bit more bashing, a little bit more... care in the defending, and no, he's done it very acutely. He's done it in a way that doesn't really get him booked, doesn't see anything cynical about it, but you know, he's definitely been a target.
So that was Giles Barnes there addressing it, and I don't think there's any question that that's a part of the game. It has to be disguised very much in this day and age because there are so many laws against it, and I don't think signing a petition, I think this is just a part of the game that has to be accepted. And players have to be cognizant of protecting themselves as well. And sometimes these incidents are just going to happen. And honestly, that is it. 713-780-3776. Christian, what do you got, Christian?
Good evening, Mr. Davis. How are you after this past Saturday's UEFA Champions League final?
I am fine. I'm ready to talk about it. I'm willing and able to talk about it.
I see, and I bet you're also ready for the World Cup in 2 weeks, which you, along with many members of the Fox Sports family, are also going to be broadcasting. And that's pretty cool, because I wanted to talk to you about when it comes down to players that we, the public, need to watch. Of course, everybody's going to be talking about Neymar, Lionel Messi, and Cristiano Ronaldo, but... what are some other players that we, the public, need to be on the lookout for representing the other 29 countries other than Brazil, Portugal, and Argentina?
All right, well, let me start with my first game is Croatia and Nigeria. So Alex Iwobi of Nigeria, Victor Moses, players to watch. A very young, ambitious Nigeria. Croatia's got three midfielders that play two for Real Madrid that just won the Champions League, and one that plays for Barcelona. So we're talking about Rakitic, Kovacic, and Luka Modric, who, by the way, Luka Modric was unbelievable in the final, doing a lot of the dirty work. So there's a couple of guys there. You know, some of the stories are collective as well. Of course, we're watching Neymar to see if he can make it back for Brazil. We're looking at Costa Rica in the CONCACAF region and a number of Major League Soccer players that are going to be on the big stage. Here locally in Houston, Adolfo Machado is going with Panama. So, you know, we can go on and on. Don't forget, Luis Suarez plays for Uruguay, right? Edison Cavani. And that's a team that's going to be a very difficult team because they're a team that, you know, scratch and claw. What does Ronaldo do with Portugal? Spain is stock full of huge players, including the great Iniesta. Germany, Joshua Kimmich is one to keep an eye on. An outside back who's adopted the Philipp Lahm role. You know, Poland with Robert Lewandowski, who bowed out of the Champions League with Bayern Munich, not in the best of places. So, you know, you got England and Harry Kane and a very young England team, which I think is going to make maybe some waves here in a group that includes Group G with Belgium, Panama, and Tunisia. So I think England's in a good spot. Belgium, I mean, Hazard, Kompany, De Bruyne. Are you kidding me? The talent on Belgium? So, you know, there's all kinds of great storylines here, and we're going to continue to talk about them here on the show.
Play for Mexico?
Mexico's a great story, too. I think leadership is an issue with Mexico, and, you know, you got the whole Rafa Marquez going for the fifth World Cup. You know, Andres Guardado, Hector Herrera, how is Mexico going to do in the World Cup? And sometimes the expectations are overinflated. You know, could it be a big flop under Juan Carlos Osorio? It's possible. But they open up with Germany. I would say getting Germany in your opening match is better than getting them later in the tournament. So if you're ever going to pull a surprise with Germany, it may be in the opening match. And I can't tell you, the numbers are going to go through the roof for that Mexico-Germany game.
Especially when it comes down to it, you got a team on the rise in Mexico versus the reigning defending World Cup champions in Germany. Of course, that's probably going to be a good game for people in the U.S. to watch.
Oh, that game will draw big numbers, and the U.S. is going to get great numbers. And by the way, the U.S. is one of the big ticket buyers at the World Cup in Russia, and that's also fueled very much by the great Hispanic support for the game in our country.
And another question I want to talk to you about. I know that the UEFA Champions League just passed, and of course, much respect to Bayern Munich and Liverpool, even though I know Matt Topolsky of the Houston Liverpool Supporters Club wished that Liverpool would have won. But what do you think are probably some of the main things that other football or soccer confederations like CONCACAF, CONMEBOL, and the AFC can learn from UEFA on their Champions League?
Well, I don't know if it's fair to compare. I mean, certainly that's the bar. But the amount of money that's in Europe in the UEFA Champions League and UEFA itself dwarfs anything that's in CONMEBOL. Now, I will tell you, I absolutely love watching the Copa Libertadores. And it is some of the most dramatic stuff. It just doesn't get the publicity. But the talent, the backdrop to these games, the passion, unbelievable. CONCACAF in our region is a bit of a struggle because a lot of the countries don't have high standards of professionalism when it comes to stadiums, infrastructure. But it's something I wish Major League Soccer, and boy, I felt bad because I thought Toronto really had the opportunity. The Red Bulls should have knocked out Chivas in that, but Chivas ends up winning it again, and Liga MX again will send a representative to the World Club, you know, the World Cup of Clubs, you know, as usual. So I think there's a lot to be learned, but I think one of the big things is the differences in resources and finances.
Right, right. Especially when it comes down to actual interest, because I barely even realized that Toronto was playing Guadalajara in the CONCACAF Champions League final until I looked at social media like days before it.
Well, we don't do a big enough job of promoting the CONCACAF Champions League. I don't think there's enough incentive for MLS teams. I think that has to be looked at. I really tip my hat to Toronto FC, and we had their president, Bill Manning, on because of the effort that they put into this. And they said, look, we're making MLS league play secondary to CONCACAF Champions League. That in itself made me a big fan of TFC because I think they set the bar on taking it serious. Listen, Christian, we got to take a break. Thank you very much for calling in tonight. Much appreciated. Later on in the show, we'll have Brian Dunseth, Doug Hall of the Houston Sports Authority, and Bobby Boffitt. And he's an interesting man. We'll tell you a little bit more about Bobby in the second hour. And then, of course, we do thank our first hour presenting sponsor, Texas Children's Hospital. Now, Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers, they are the largest pediatric cancer center in the country. I go down there. I visit kids from all over the world there. Central America, South America, Nigeria. Over 190 physicians, scientists, 46 laboratories, 200 active clinical trials. And all of this is dedicated solely to childhood cancer and blood disorders. I'm not a doctor. I just go down there to provide a little bit of relief. Maybe a little bit of possibility with some of the people that come with me, Eileen Dowd and Freddie Reyes, who have been treated there and have beaten cancer and are incredible, hopeful symbols and wonderfully, wonderful wordsmiths when talking to these kids. More than 60 years, Texas Children's Hospital has pioneered many of the now standard protocols for treating and curing childhood cancer. And we've got the evening with Alex Stepney coming up Friday, June 8th. That's to benefit the Texas Children's Hospital and Pediatric Cancer. It's at the DoubleTree by Hilton downtown. 281-520-0867. 281-520-0867 or tomclair346@gmail.com. You can also sign up at Eventbrite at Facebook Soccer Matters. Please support this. Very, very important. It's a big night. Alex Stepney is a huge star in the past with Manchester United. You'll meet him. You'll talk to him. He's a gentleman. Tickets are $120. This is for charity. Right now, seventh caller, I got a pair of tickets to El Salvador, Honduras, Saturday, June 2nd, right now. Seventh caller at 713-780-3776. Run DMC is going to take you to break. So is Bud Light.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Not the best goal you've ever scored. It has to be on this stage.
Yeah, it has to be. Champions League final, no bigger stage. Just happy to get the win.
Yeah, you're itching to get on the bench. You wouldn't have seen Zinedine Zidane's reaction to your goal. I mean, he knows about scoring a spectacular goal in the final. He was absolutely delighted for you.
Yeah, no kidding. Greatest goal he ever scored? Yeah, I think so. I think so. On that stage, absolutely. That was Gareth Bale. By the way, first hour brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. It's a not-for-profit organization. It relies on generous donations from our friends in the community and beyond to help us provide high-quality programs and services. Now, Texas Children's Hospital began with the promise to provide the best possible care for every patient who comes into us for help. And I can attest, going down there a lot, doctors, physicians, healthcare workers, therapists, unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable attitudes. It's a pretty amazing place. Texas Children's Hospital continuously working to develop new and innovative treatments for some of the most complex conditions and illnesses. They do have a charitable wing. It's 501c charity called the Curing Children's Cancer Fund. That is CCCFund.org. One more time, cccfund.org. And by the way, look, the World Cup is right around the corner. I got news for you. You want to get a home theater situation sorted out, you got to do it now. We're how many days away are we, Victor? Yeah, we are getting close. Tranquility Home Systems, my friend Jesse. It's the place to go get set up for the 2018 World Cup in Russia. We're 15 days away from the opening game. 4K video technology means crisp, clear. That is the type of home theater installation you need. Jesse and his company, Tranquility Home Systems, 20 years of experience. And that home theater, you need it for the World Cup. A new home theater for the World Cup in Russia or your favorite sporting event? I think so. And this is Jesse's direct number. It's 281-506-7822. He'll come out and give you a free estimate. 281-506-7822, free quote. www.ths3inc.com. So we welcome you back. 713-780-3776 is the number. We got tickets to give out tonight here. We got a number of things going on. Again, Liverpool fans, Real Madrid fans, what stuck out to you in this game? And I think a lot of people predicted the potential of goalkeeping problems for Liverpool. You really have to feel for Lloris Karius. And you got to feel for his mental health, honestly. Here's Ray Clements, who was on the show, and this was prior to the match.
So this is going to be a massive test for him because he's definitely improved as the season has gone on, but there are still one or two mistakes there that he can't make in a Champions League final, otherwise we will lose it. So I hope that he doesn't make any. I hope that he plays superbly, he keeps a clean sheet, and then we win it.
Well, that was some prognostication there, and I think everybody was kind of concerned about that and how he would be protected. Now, again, these incidents occurred in the second half after Mo Salah went off, and I thought Liverpool, up to that point, was the better team. Salah goes off after the injury to Sergio Ramos. 400,000 people have signed a petition for him to be banned. People are calling him a butcher. Real Madrid fans, staying silent tonight, or are you going to defend your man? Liverpool fans and many people are saying, look, Mo Salah was targeted. I think there's no question he was targeted. Of course he's targeted. Creative players are targeted in the modern game. And you can say it was done on purpose or not. But to rough him up, that's absolute. That's not even worth debating. They're managers who are going to say to their players, do not allow a creative playmaker to get in his game. You think people have said we got to kick Eden Hazard and get physical with him because he doesn't want physical treatment? Do you think they've said that about Kevin De Bruyne? Do you think they've said that about Lionel Messi or Ronaldo? Do you think the physical challenge and kicking people are a part of the game? They absolutely are. You just can't get away with what you once could. So I don't think there's any question. Not everybody's an angel in professional sports. 713-780-3776. Your thoughts on the Mo Salah situation? Sergio Ramos? Your thoughts on what trumps everything? Three straight Champions League titles for Real Madrid. Nobody knows how to beat them. Everybody's taking their best shot. Nobody knows how to beat them. Benzema in the 50th, one of the most bizarre goals you'll ever see. Ball leaves the hands of Karius irresponsibly to distribute it. Benzema sticks his leg out, hits his leg, and trickles over the line. Good goal. 4 minutes later, Mane ties it up in the 54th after Lovren just absolutely skinning Ramos in the air. And then Gareth Bale off the bench with a bicycle kick a couple minutes after coming on, and then he gets in the 82nd minute, one that should have been either handled or punched by Karius. Obviously, the ball knuckled a bit, but these are saves that have to be made. And you heard Ray Clements, the legendary Liverpool goalkeeper, talking about the avoidance of mistakes. So that's it. La Decimo Tercera. It's 13 European Cups going back to Di Stefano and Puskas. Three consecutive. As Champions League is still on the docket here, 703-780-3776. What's up, Jose?
Your conversation with Christian really made me think about France. And realistically, could we see Griezmann being the top goal scorer for the World Cup?
Why not?
Look at how all the the youth and the speed that they have offensively.
The maturity and the leadership is what we're going to have to hope for with France. But I don't think without any question the immense level of talent, you know, the Pogbas, the Griezmanns, the talent is just out of this world. And I think out of the top 100 footballers in the world, there's more that, fit in the top 100 paid footballers in the world. There's more Frenchmen in there than anybody.
There's Mbappe, Lamar.
I forgot about Mbappe.
Fekir, who had a really good season with Lyon, and Dembele, who I guess left some for Barcelona to desire. But that's youth and speed. And you've got Griezmann there.
Youth can be king over a short tournament as well, but you have to have the experience. But I think France is one that people are putting in the category of potential World Cup winners again. I mean, I think back to 98 and that whole thing with Zidane and that team, you know, it was amazing. Thierry Henry, I mean, that was a team that actually won a World Cup without an out-and-out striker. They just found different goals from different people at different times and won it in 98. A couple of quick hits here. Again, we'll take your phone calls at 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight. 713-780-3776. Okay, so we have coming up later on in the show, Brian Dunseth of Sirius. He's also the analyst for Real Salt Lake. Any Dynamo fans out there? Hey, Dynamo fans, great win over David Villa in New York City FC. Are you out there? FC Cincinnati announcing today the newest expansion team to play in MLS in 2019. Ernie Stewart, the GM for the Philadelphia Union, reportedly will be the next GM of the U.S. national team. Let's hope he has some real autonomy to make decisions. USA 3-0 over Bolivia. They use a whole bunch of young kids. Walker Zimmerman, Josh Sargent, Tim Weah. Yes, the same Weah, the son of the legendary George Weah. Mexico 0-0 with Wales. And we will take a break here. It is the best in soccer talk, self-proclaimed on ESPN 97.5. Take a quick break. We're going to remind you about the King's Court, 903 Hutchins, right down near BBVA Compass Stadium. Incredible outdoor deck, 13 monitors, giant screen in there. It is the home of El Batallón, the Houston Red Army, the Bayou City Blues. Great spot down there. Go say hello to Jay. They got great pub food as well. That is the King's Court, kingscourttx.com. And we don't want to let you forget that I drive a BMW. In fact, I've leased and bought from Advantage, my good friends in Midtown. I love the drive of a BMW, like none other. I got a 5 Series, love it. The other thing I love at Advantage, though, is the customer service. So I'm not the guy who's going to get under the hood of the car. It's second to none. Advantage BMW has you covered in sales, service, finance. It can be done so easy. It is a ride that you'll never, ever want to change. Get a 3, 5, or a 7 Series at Advantage BMW. Remember, they're big soccer fans down there. Sergio Martinez, Philip Sothwick, Justin McGee, they love soccer. And that's why I shop Advantage. AdvantageBMWHouston.com. Let's take a Bud Light break.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
When the pace of the edge does drop, as Sargent took that away, what a first touch by John Sargent! Who becomes the second youngest player to score on his debut in the modern history of the U.S. Men's National Team. And what a goal as well!
I'll tell you what, that kid at the under-17 World Cup scored goals, at the under-20 World Cup scored goals. I called some of those games, and his movement, his maturity was beyond his years. He's now playing in Germany. I like the fact, and I'm not going to dwell on this, but I like the fact that for this Bolivia game, it's all youth. And youth is king in the future. The U.S., if they get Ernie Stewart as the GM, first order of business is how to move on some of these legendary stars and make this about this generation of players and spend the time, take the risk, take the lumps to build up towards the next World Cup, because this is the opportunity that now lies for U.S. soccer I don't think there's any question. 713-780-3776. We welcome you back. You know, hundreds of children are diagnosed each year. This is not a job to people at Texas Children's Hospital. It's their life. Texas Children's Hospital, again, is a not-for-profit organization. It relies on donations from friends in the community. A lot of that is used for research. I mean, that's why they have the 501c charity, the Curing Children's Cancer Fund, and to provide high-quality programs and services. Texas Children's Hospital, the largest pediatric cancer center in the country. I mean, we should be proud of that in Houston, huh? Over 190 physicians and scientists, 46 laboratories, 200 active clinical trials dedicated solely to a childhood cancer and blood disorders. For more than 60 years, they've been pioneering protocols for treating and curing childhood cancer. And again, we have a huge event coming up. I'm really hoping people can attend this. Tom Clare spearheaded this. This is the evening with Alex Stepney, the former Manchester United goalkeeper. He played with, you know, all the big lore names of Manchester United, Charlton Best, all in and around the Munich air disaster. Friday, June 8th, 6:30 p.m. to midnight, Doubletree by Hilton. You don't have to stay the whole time if you're not one of those that want to do the whole night. But the dinner, the discussion, it's an amazing night. There'll be people from all different levels. There's cancer survivors down there as well at this event. It is a very deep, meaningful night. 281-520-0867, Tom Clare, or tomclare346@gmail.com. Tickets, $120. As we welcome you back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, and as always, a couple of interesting things to put out. We'll take your phone call, 713-780-3776. By the way, Houston Dynamo trying to win three in a row. They're trying to duplicate what Real Madrid did. Three straight Champions League titles. Real Madrid wins $102 million for winning the Champions League. So now you know why it's so coveted. Okay? $102 million. Guess what the players got? This is according to Forbes. Individual players got $2.66 million apiece. That's a good day's work. Pays a few electric bills. Now, if Liverpool had won, they said they were going to pay their players $266,000 apiece. So that shows you a little bit of the expanse between Real Madrid and Liverpool. And look, we were all talking about the same things. How will the 19-year-old Trent Alexander-Arnold do? He did fine. How will Loris Karius do? He did not do fine. How would Mo Salah do? You know, everything was pinned on Mo Salah. When Mo Salah goes out of this game, guess what? It's a problem. And the game changes dramatically. It changes 180 degrees. And we don't get to see it play out with Salah on the field. That's what bothers me. But this is also a part of sports. There's an inherent risk of injury. There are people that target each other. You can have your say on whether Ramos did or didn't. That's up to you. But I know in professional sports, I've experienced it. I've been a part of it. People do target opposing players. Listen, you as a Rocket fan are hurting today because you didn't get to see Chris Paul see it out with the Rockets in Game 7. And we can all sit here, woulda, coulda, shoulda. You know, you got Jalen Rose saying, oh, the Rockets would have won if Paul was there. It doesn't matter. He wasn't there. And it's up to others to take the opportunity. And it's the same with Liverpool. Of all the people that you didn't want to get injured and go off, it was Mo Salah. But guess what? There was still opportunity there to win the game. There was opportunity for Adam Lallana. But, you know, how much can you really pin on him coming off injury? And you're replacing the guy who led the Premier League in goal scoring. And if Liverpool wins that, do you think he wins the Ballon d'Or, Mo Salah? Or are they going to give it to Ronaldo again?
I think now they will give it to Ronaldo.
Ronaldo did nothing in the two Bayern Munich games. He did nothing in this game. And it was a little bit sad to me, as great a player as he is. And I respect his amazing discipline. He's an amazing player. But he looked like a guy that was a little disappointed that he didn't have the limelight.
He didn't get to have the spotlight.
He didn't get the spotlight, and he was trying desperately at the end to score a goal so he could rip the shirt off and
act like
do the whole thing. Yeah. And listen, I think what we have to realize also is that that is what makes this guy tick, and that is what makes this guy so great.
And then immediately after they win, he talks about his future. Like, you just won the Champions League for the third time in a row.
For the love of God, let your teammates celebrate. You know, you don't hear Modric, you don't hear Cruz, you don't hear any of these guys saying any of this stuff. 713-780-3776. How about the behavior of Cristiano Ronaldo? Do we care? But what about this? This was interesting. Do you have that sound, Jose, with Jurgen Klopp dancing and singing with Liverpool fans and kind of doing a chant? And I need a Liverpool fan's take on this, because some people are saying, why is he going about dancing with Liverpool fans after losing the Champions League final? Was that the time, and was it appropriate? 713-780-3776. Take a listen here, because I think this guy is gold when it comes to being a leader and fitting into the Liverpool culture. But take a listen to this, Klopp singing with Liverpool fans.
Madrid and all the God, we swear we keep on being cool. We'll bring it back to Liverpool. We saw the European Cup. Madrid and all the God, we swear we keep on being cool. We'll bring it back to Liverpool.
That was a great job of editing that by Jose Partida. Excuse me. Were you quick enough on the trigger there? Okay. I was. That was interesting. So that was Jurgen Klopp singing with Liverpool fans. Do you think it's too early to be doing that after you lost the Champions League final? 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here. All right, we're going to take a break here. We're going to get it together. We lost it. We went off the rails like Ozzy Osbourne there for a second or two. But I do want to remind you, this first hour is presented by the Texas Children's Hospital, and they are the largest pediatric cancer center in the country. Over 190 physicians and scientists, 46 laboratories, 200 active clinical trials dedicated solely to childhood cancer and blood disorders. Thank you, Texas Children's Hospital, for reaching out to all these young patients. Fabinho to Liverpool. I love it. It's a great buy. Laureus Karius, we're worried about him mentally. Okay, I got a couple of things to give away right now. I got a pair of tickets right now. Caller number 6 for El Salvador and Honduras. Caller number 6. Caller number 8, you get a $50 gift certificate to Liberty Kitchen via my great friend Carl Eves. Liberty Kitchen, big sponsors of the show as well. So caller number 6 to Honduras, El Salvador. Caller number 8, $50 gift certificate. We will take a Bud Light break.
When I was young, it's not my problem. It's not my problem.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.